title is narrated with virtual voice, computer-generated narration for audiobooks. Weekend Girlfriend by Sean D. Young. Dedication. This book is dedicated to my uncles, Ulee Taylor Jr., 1941-2019, Jesse Taylor, 1950-2020, and Frank Ross, 1948-2021. I have so many happy memories of each of them. Strong, courageous men who hold a special place in my heart now and forever. Acknowledgements. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Thanks to my family who support me in all that I do. There's no me without you. I'm forever indebted to my editor, Asia Graves, who loved Charlie and Jason's story as much as I did. Thank you for all that you do. To my little ladies who are always in my corner. Gloria Blackman, Doris Butler, Levon Hall, Muriel Hanks, Lily Jackson, Josie Martin, and Donna Terry. Your support means everything to me. To my beta readers, your feedback is invaluable. I appreciate you all more than words can say. To anyone who has ever picked up one of my books, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Full page image. Prologue. A shiver went down Charlie Summers' spine when he kissed the tip of her protruding nipple. She was losing control of herself, something she never liked to do. Her mind screamed that they should stop, but her body kept preparing to receive him. Head thrown back, a moan slipped from her lips. She could feel her legs falling to the side as she opened them wider in anticipation of what was about to happen. The feel of his large hands on her warm skin as he moved between her wet folds made her yearn for more. He kissed her collarbone. His hand covered her right breast. What is happening? Every inch of her body was on fire. Once they came face to face, she jerked back. What's wrong? She saw the huge frown on his face. She knew that he didn't understand, but she did. She couldn't allow it to happen. I don't think we should be doing this, Jay. He started, but she didn't allow him to finish. No, we can't. With tears in her eyes, Charlie scrambled from the sofa and rushed toward the fireplace mantel. She immediately felt the void of his heat. She rushed to adjust her undergarments and button her blouse once he came to her. She was afraid that if he touched her one more time, she'd give in to her desires. What's the matter? She met his dark gaze and had to look away. She was embarrassed by what they'd just done. He was her best friend. Why would she mess that up? What would he think of her? Touching her now swollen lips from the kisses she'd shared with him, which started them down this path, she tried to figure out how they got there. Had they had too much to drink? Of course, she knew that there was a spark between them, but after all, they were best friends. But tonight, she got a taste of him, relishing in his touch, the heat he exuded, and his pure masculinity. The experience was beautiful, but at the same time, she felt guilty for participating. I don't want this to be friends with benefits kind of a relationship. You mean more than that to me. Jason stepped forward, but Charlie retreated before he could even touch her. Jason Austin was the epitome of an alpha male. A man's man, strong, resilient, and persistent when he wanted to be. And as far as she knew, he wasn't scared of anyone or anything. Charlie was so glad she'd stopped herself. They were both about to make a big mistake. It had taken her years to find a trustworthy friend like Jason. Most of her other friends told her that she couldn't have a platonic relationship with a man as fine as Jason. Yes, she noticed how good-looking he was, but she didn't.